Why, hello to all the magical, mythical, dang it, to all the magical, mythical people out there. I'm leaving that in. I am your host, Ethan Kearney, and this is Ivory Discussions. Insert applause track here that I may not have. Woo! Yes. Okay. So anyway, we are here today to talk about a song that Post Malone just came out with, and it's called Motley Crue. Apparently, when I was looking up the lyrics for this video, there is a group named Motley Crue, but the crew is spelled C-R-U-E rather than C-R-E-W, which really, to be honest, crew should be spelled C-R-U-E. I guess you can add the E, but the English language is kind of funky, so anytime you add an E, but then sometimes not, because when you add an E to the end of something, it makes the vowel long. Well, I guess that is true. But either way, yes. So we are going to be talking about this song that he came out with today. Well, not he didn't come out with it today. He came out with it, going to check my sources now. Click. Okay, he came out with it July 8th, 2021. So, first of all, I want to say that in all honesty, I thought my boy Post Malone fell off, okay? Because the song wasn't doing as good as I wanted it to in the first day or so. You know, it's gotten a slower bit of traction than I would think his other songs. Because let's just go on a before we even get into this song, we're gonna type in Post Malone, okay? Yes, hear my clicks. Okay. So I want you to think about this really quick. Okay. So this man Posty. All right. This man Posty, for the song Sunflower off of Spider-Man, yeah, Into the Spider-Verse, has 1.5 billion views, okay? That song Circles that he made, 384 million. Rockstar, 887 million. Congratulations, which I didn't even think that was that great of a song. You know, it was cool. It was all right. You know, it was chilling. 1.3 billion. Okay. That song Goodbyes, 239 million. Wow, 257 million. White Iverson. Okay. 916 million. First of all, I've never even heard of that song. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is. And that came out 5 years ago, so I don't know. But this is before I knew about Post Malone. But that's just what I'm saying. Like, this man gets views on views on views. Like, this is crazy. It's bonkers. But what was, like, bothering me as a slight Post Malone fan, slight, it's something light. So, as someone who follows Post Malone, and I saw those numbers, I was like, dang, Motley Crue's not doing that great. Because when I looked after, like, 2 days, I'm expecting this thing to be over, you know, 2 million. I mean, if you're getting numbers like a billion, you know what I'm saying? I'm expecting you to pull numbers like at least a million a day or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But apparently, excuse me, apparently, this guy only got 860-something K views in the first day. And I was quite disappointed as a barely Post Malone fan. You know, I was a little disappointed. But then today, it is, I don't even know what today's date is. 10 days later, yes, I'm recording this on July 18th. 10 days later, this man has 10 million views. So technically, he's gotten about a million a day. You know, roughly. I think he's making that raise into where he's trying to go. I don't know if he's trying to, you know, I mean, if you got this many views, to be honest, I mean, you don't really need anything. But let's go on and get into the song. I'm going to turn it on now. And we're going to talk about it.
DA got that dope. never been speaking up. Tennis heavy, can pick it up. Came with the gang, myriad. I see you with the lyrics. Where's my root mysterious? My weapon fast, furious. Curves we got on tears.
Yo, okay. I'm gonna need to run that back, cause like I thought the bass was much simpler than it actually is. I thought it was going down like a basic, just from what I heard the first time. See, this is the first time I've actually listened to this song with headphones on. Darn you, computer. Anyway, I'm leaving that in too, cause this is a normal podcast where I'm talking to normal people. So. Anyway, what happened? I thought the song, okay, the song is E flat. I was about to do the Dorian scale. That's what happened. So, this song is in E flat minor. That has, if I'm not mistaken, 6 flats. Yes, because it is the relative to G flat. So the way this song works, I thought it was going to go down from 1 to 6 and then to 5, then back to 1, which basically that is kind of how it functions. It functions like a tonic chord into a predominant chord, then to a dominant, then to back to 1. Now, you might be like, Ethan, what the heck are you talking about? Dominant, tonic, and all that stuff. So, tonic is basically home, okay? So, if I'm driving and the place that I'm trying to get to is the house, that is my home. That is my home base, my headquarters. The dominant is like the other place you're trying to go that's important to you, that is not home. So the predominant is like going to the gas station. So I'm gonna make all this make sense. All right, so you leave your house, tonic, to drive to work, dominant. Getting gas is the predominant, because it's a place that most times when you go to work, if you've driven for a while, you need to go to the gas station. You got to go to the gas station to get to work, because you don't have any gas in your car. So home is tonic, like I said. So this is the home, E flat. So if I were to play the song, I could tap E flat and you would hear that it's the home. I just forgot where I was. So, yes, that is what a tonic is. And then, like I said before, getting to the dominant is the place that you want to go. So whether it be the store, whether it be school, whether it's a party, the gas station is the predominant, because if you're trying to get to these places, you need gas in your car. So sometimes you'll end up going to the gas station for what you need, which is gas. So I'm going to go over the lyrics now, but like I said, we're going to go to the lyrics now, and then I'll come back to what I was saying. So it says, count up, the bands is sticking out. No rubber band is big enough. Chain is so heavy, can't pick it up. Came with the gang, a myriad. I see your whip, hilarious. Where is my roof? Mysterious. My whip from Fast and Furious. Curtains with yellow interior. I got the commas, period. Covered in ice, Siberia. I'm at the top of the pyramid. Girl, I'm a star. I'm serious. I guess that's a star, because like the way it's spelled here is S-I-R-I-U-S. It's not S-E-R-I-O-U-S. So, and it's not like, I don't know if it's not Siri, right? Like, is he trying to make it rhyme? But oh, wait, guys. We came to play. It's serious. This man rhymed serious with serious. He did a homonym. Oh my gosh. Then came with the gang, a myriad. Came with the gang, a myriad. Came with the Motley Crue. So that was all that I just played. And when the beat drops, I can't lie, the beat drop is kind of fire. Like I said, I haven't heard this song with headphones on yet. So really, I think I was sleeping on the song. But low key, mid key, kind of high key, this song is kind of like a, I don't know, it feels like a normal Post Malone song to me. You know, I think he makes music that is like, some of his stuff, like, how do I say this? Yes, some of the concepts of his songs are different, but for some reason, it just feels like when I listen to a Post Malone song, I know it's a Post Malone song, you know, and it's strange to me because I don't really know what makes a Post Malone song a Post Malone song. So maybe that's something I'll have to look into in a further down episode. But let's continue with the song. Get up. It does what I said. It just gets to the motion a little differently. So rather than just doing, it does. So, but it still gets to that six, like I said. So the basic structure of this song is 1-6, and then I believe it's 5. Let's continue listening. So it does 1, and then, so I mean, you could do like a 5 transition in there. Oh no, that's not 5, that's 4. Oh, silly me. Yes. So this is actually, I've been telling you guys wrong this whole time. Come on, man. I bet the other musicians like that are listening to this are like, Ethan, you're crazy. That's a 4. Yeah, so it's 1-6, then 4. And then you could do a 5 and back to 1. So basically, if I were to play the song, it'd be something a little kind of like this. Something kind of like that if I were to put chords to it, like if I wanted to harmonize it, because you could do something, you could do a couple of different things with this thing. Like you could do, that's basically how the song kind of functions in a sense. So, and I also want to say that this song is really like a big flex. I think he's saying that the purpose of the song is like, I got the same folks with me that I had from day one. You know what I'm saying? But like, really, you could probably think he was in the studio just like playing the beat and then, but da 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 da, but da 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 da. Because I mean, that's the, like, it's only, you know, 3 notes, which that's really how melodies are usually,
kind of like singing melodies are usually simple like that. But yeah, I think he's really just rhyming, in all honesty. Like, I think Count Up the Bands, like, it's sticking out enough. Up, Myriad, Hilarious, Mysterious, Furious, Interior, Period, Siberia, Myriad, Pyramid. Like, I think he's just, you know, just kind of rhyming words. I mean, because he really is, there's not much I can say about this. I'm trying to say more, but that's really what he's doing. It's not really too original, what I would say. Like, he's doing like how you would expect somebody to do who's a pop star and just make songs just to kind of make songs. Like, yes, I know he's actually a genuinely talented person, but in all honesty, like, even in this part right before the pre-chorus, he says, sit up, pour. I just forgot where I was. Pour it up. Throw it up. Sit up. What? Get up, girl. Get up, girl. Get up. Came with the wig splitter. I got John Wick hitters. Ooh. I'm going to go get up. Wow. And then he says, come with the army, army, army. Yeah. The people around me still the same. We just want to party, party, party. Yeah. We rowdy and we'll never chill. Like, yeah, it's really just normal, boring rap stuff, to be honest. I mean, because sit up, pour, he's talking about either, I don't know, pour some liquor, pour some lean, pour some something. And he forgot where I was. So that assumes mostly alcohol, probably. Came with a wig splitter. Okay. I got John Wick hitters. Like, you know, dudes are always talking about, oh, I got my buddy with the nine, with the blicky, with the stick. Like, okay. Like, so many rappers talk about that. I'm like, how many of y'all rappers actually have friends who are like that? There are some rappers that you're like, okay, all right, buddy. Yeah, we know you're from the streets. But like, Post Malone doesn't really give me those vibes. Like, he has so many tattoos and stuff. Like, despite the fact that he is the guy who has all the money, I feel like still in some ways, he's like having a kind of like an identity crisis. Like, I feel like certain people, okay, you know, certain people who just get a whole bunch of random tattoos, just like, are, I don't know, just looking for something, feeling something. Like, they're unsure about themselves, like trying to fill a void some kind of way. I feel like anybody who does anything excessively is trying to fill a void. So this is not really with just tattoos, but I feel like Post Malone is trying to fit in. Like, I don't know why I feel this way. Maybe Post Malone needs to go speak to a therapist, or maybe I see myself in Post Malone. No, I don't. But anyway, let's continue with the song. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, this is kind of a bridge. I don't know, because he does the regular chorus again. Like, basically that part moves to the relative, where he's like, what you gonna do? I'm gonna pull up with the crew. When I'm off the juice, I like to hang out the roof. I'm rocking jewels. I like when the diamonds, they move. I just go through. I do not wait in the queue. Baby, baby, pick it. Brady, Brady, AP Navy, Navy, chain light two Mercedes. I'll come when they pay me. Come with Katie, Amy. Crew go crazy, crazy. Ooh, kick it down daily. So you can't tell me that this man wasn't just rhyming just to rhyme. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me. Because this dude said, do crew, juice roof, jewels, move, through Q, it, Brady, Navy, Mercedes, me, Amy, crazy, daily. Like, this dude, you can't tell me that these words really make too much sense in a sequence. Like, if somebody sat down and spoke to you like this, you'd be like, this is a whole bunch of nonsense. And I know it's a song, and I know it has to rhyme, and I know it has to, you know, have a flow to it and all that stuff. But really, in all honesty, like, this is just one of those songs that you just throw out a song and people are just going to go with it. You know, just like a song I'm going to review later, Astronaut in the Ocean. Like, what does that even mean? Like, maybe he's talking about a scuba diver, but I mean, that's an interesting way of saying it. But still, like, he, at one point, he's like, I believe in G-O-D, don't believe in T-H-O-T. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like, you don't believe in thoughts? Like, I hope you don't believe in thoughts. I mean, like that's not a religion that you should ascribe to. Like, you know, I think that this song, like I said, it's just one of those songs where it's just a song. Like, it's not to be taken seriously whatsoever. I mean, because it goes back. Now, the beat is fire. This is one of those songs. This is one of those songs where it's like, oh, snap, man. Turn that song on because the beat is fire. Because don't get me wrong. I'm probably going to bump the song in my car. Like, I just got to hear it the right way. With the headphones on, this sounds immaculate, okay? Whoever was on the 808s did a just marvelous job, okay? They need a raise, all right? But as far as just lyrics, no. But then again, this brings up the discussion about, oh, well, do people listen to lyrics or do they listen to the beat? And most people will say, oh, the beat. But actually, you don't just listen to the beat. It's just like people who say, oh, I'm a visual learner. That really doesn't exist. I am an education major, and we learned that that does not exist. What happens is you take the information from what you've seen, what you heard, and probably what you've written down as well, that's combined together, and then you figure out, oh, I learned this. So I feel like it's the same thing that you can apply to music. With these songs, it's not just the beat, because you can hear a beat and the wrong person gets on the beat and you're like, yo, this is trash. Like, this beat can't save them because they don't have the right delivery. That's why even with Cardi B, like, apparently she doesn't write her own stuff most times, but her delivery of those lyrics are just like, you know, what brings people inside of what she's putting out there. So I feel like it's the same thing here, where the beat goes hard. Like, it's a good beat. But if you think about it, if you were sitting there just listening to the beat the whole time, most people would kind of be like, all right, on to the next thing. But in this case, Post Malone, you know, his delivery of it is like, you know, just like going for it, like really, really his voice and stuff like that. Enjoyed today's installment of Ivory Discussions, please let me know and share on all the platforms that you listen on. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I know I'm there. I know I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on, obviously, Anchor as well. So, yes, please let me know how you feel, any critiques, any positives. But other than that, have a great day.